The current daf in Sechtes Yom, daf Samach Zayin, begin on with Beis. Again, tell you the Masa, begin with the Gemara. Otu b'megis makdalei, you think he's going to be sacrificing it with the bowl? It says, Taisis, kachoy yikos b'svaram kan. That actually was the text that was here in the Gemara. B'ser perik tam nishchat sotum b'sachem daf Samach and Beis. Also, it says the same wording as the question. Now, but Rashi Machka, Rashi deletes this. And the reason l'fishoy koshaloi. He found this wording difficult. Because many times regarding flower offerings, the Mishnah tells us Malum typically shows that you bring it up and you sacrifice it in the service vessel. But like Par Chachi, it doesn't say, what are you thinking, to burn it in the service vessel? So therefore, of course, Rashi has a different gear. So which is actually the text we have in our Gemara, the Victor Sakataitach. What, you think he's going to burn it? In other words, you think right now you could burn it? Well, he's still wearing the white garments that he did for the Kataris and the Dam Lefanai. And this burning has to be with the sacrificial parts with the golden garments on the outside. Mishan the Gemara answers, nosna b'mog is like tira. This is said they put into the bowl was not and he burnt it. It was to burn it, meaning like shigi is money when the time would reach. But it really wasn't right now. And the Gemara in Pesachim that says the same wording. He also says the Gemara's question is a different wording. You think you're going to burn it? In other words, you think he himself, that's the Gemara's question, is going to burn it? But Vazar, I mean, what do you mean? We're talking about a non-coin over there, which obviously cannot burn the Emurim. It's forbidden by a Zar. Because the Elman, the Arab Avshata, right before we're talking about skinning the animal, the Chesheb is that which is kosher with a non-coin. Mashan, the Gemara gives us some answer. No, nothing to make us lihakter. That they put into the bowl to have it burnt, al dekoin, with a coin, not through the Zar himself. That's how Rashi does. Now, Rabbi Tam Oimri says, no, you don't have to edit the text. Because which was Rashi's question, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same type of question by the flower offerings? You're going to burn it in the service vessel? No, it says Rabbi Tam Shani, there it's different. Keeping the mincha by kiddush kli, since the flower offering needs to be sanctified in the vessel, since it gets sanctified in the service vessel, you bring it up in the service vessel, which that's where it's placed and to go in and burn it. And therefore it makes sense when we say malo maktiro beklisharis. But over here, be the Gemara asked very well. But make it, you think it's going to be in the bowl? Meaning, do you think it has to be in the service vessel at all? What are you putting in movement in the service vessel? What do you need the clichars? You don't have to be kaddish that way. It's not like a milk which has no kedusha like the sacrificial parts of an animal. And Victor Rav Shmuel Murden, he asks on Rashi's proof, which is essentially answering Rashi's question, like, that you're saying that, it says this many times, but Menachas doesn't ask this question. He says, what he told me, the Perek Shein decided that the Perek Chachigam Mimcha, this is a Gemara Tzayit, Daf Tesvam Menaf, that it does ask this question regarding a flower offering. The Tanya Mishnah teaches regarding the Mincha of the Tzayit, the Malam Akhtibik Lisharis, or Maktila, that they would bring it up and sacrifice it with a service vessel and burn it like that. And then the Gemara says, what, you think you're going to burn it in the Klisharis? Or Mishnah, the Gemara answers, no, aim a lehak to go ahead and burn it with it. So it says Rabbi Shmuel Mardin, so you have to delete the text name of the Rashi says, because the Ikel maybe could say, yeah, since you already asked this question regarding a flower offering, specifically by the Saita, and you answered the question, so you don't have to ask it by another flower offering in another place. Now, Avgav de Bezevach, although regarding carbonus, animal sacrifice, the Parakla B'tam Nishchat, asked two times, once Pesach, Nav Samachem, and like we brought, for the Parakla Hoch, and here we ask you here now, Sugya, so it says, yeah, because Hasim Kvasim Vacha Parm, there it's lambs, by the carbon Pesach, and here it's talking about by a bull, by Yom Kippurim, of a carbon Menachas, regarding flower offering, Shem Menchachas, it's all the same, it's all one Mincha, and therefore, it's, Rashi's question is not difficult. Now, so it says, well, it's from the Gesin B'Saita B'Braisa. Now, according to those who have the text in the Braisa and Saita, the Malam Mektim Klishar said they bring it up and they would burn it in the Klishar's Umolchai, and it says these words, and they would salt it, Venosnai, Al Gabi Yishim, they would put on the fires, Sanicha, and the Gersin Lepirish Rashi. Then actually, even Rashi is not difficult. Why? Because the Hachi Baruch, it's actually, because that's what it's asking over there. Maktub Klisharis, do you think you're going to burn the Klisharis? What does that mean? Pirish. What the question was, that how could you say they're burning it before you're salting it, which sounds like you're going to burn it before you salt it. What does that mean? Not because of the service vessel part. You think as it is now in the service vessel, b'lei malicha, without being salted, maktir, you're going to burn it like that? The Gemara answer is no, ema lehaktirai, pirish, la'achar malicha, that to burn it when you do it subsequently salting. So then actually Rashi makes sense why he changed the gears. Because you actually don't find the source that we already asked this question by Mincha, that's regarding the sin of Makli, because that's not the Gemara's question. It's asking regarding the malicha. So therefore Rashi also would not be difficult from Shmuel Morton's question. It says Tosef lead nearer, but to me it appears the Gersin Shabbat Shabbat Megis Hagadayt. No, the Gersa that, as Tosef says, was the original Gersa, actually is appropriate to say, what, do you think it's going to be with a bowl? Parach, and the Gemara's question is like this. You think you have to bring it to the Mizbech in a bowl, these Emurim? You're right. That when they would tear open the animal, they would take out the sacrificial pots and they would put it in a bowl, but like a they wouldn't put it on the floor. Why? It shouldn't be on the floor, disgraced like a dead carcass. So I understand why you're putting it in the bowl. But at least when you bring it onto the altar, you can bring it up with your hands. And this is the main part of the question according to Taisim. McTunley can be said to make from the fact that it's saying here in the order of the days of the Avodah Yemikipurim, which is what this Masechet is. Mashm the Kachwa said that this is the order of Be'inyan Achein Lasa, and there's no other way that you should be doing it. Well, that's what the Gemara asked. Well, you think this is an obligation to bring up the Mizbech with a bowl? Now, Perktam and Neshkanami, they're also Pesach, most of the Tani, it says over the Kosei the Pesach, it says the whole order of the Kam Pesach, Shchitasei, the Slorim, Kabos Dami, receiving the blood by Lachosei, and transporting Bezukosei, and spraying Bevshetei, and skinning it back to Rasei, and burning it. Wow, so it's in the whole Seder of the Avodah, Lachim Matbe, therefore the Gemara wonders there also. The Tani, Hachi Gabi Seder Pesach, since it says over the order of the Kam Pesach, Alma the Chaybuchu, like, keep making this, it sounds like there's an obligation to burn it in the bowl. But that's the Gemara wonder, why would that have to be? And the Chaim based the Saita. So there are other sources in regarding the Menchas Saita. The Tani said the Menachas Ketzah said, what's the order of Menachas? Oh, the maybe Menchas Mdech Beis. The person brings the flower from his house. And Michal said the Menchas says the whole order of the Menchas Ketani ad malam ektir beklishas until you bring it up and you sacrifice the klishas. That's what the Gemara asked. The Tani, Hachi, Gabi said the Menchas. Since saying here in the order of the Menchas, Amachay, it sounds like an obligation. That's why it's only asked over there. Mashar Ducht, but all of the places which are not in the Seder to say like it's obligatory. The Gemara doesn't ask why it says that. Because it's just saying, like, Orcha the Milsa in a parenthetical way. But it wouldn't necessarily be an obligation, therefore it only asks it here and not in those places.